It'll be Chris. Chris.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. Where are you? It's
I'm
not.
It is.
Oh, man, alive.
I love that voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Difford walks onto the air. They see how comes members of the public now. They'll be bearded all week. Chris, people coming up saying, couldn't get through to Glenn Tilbrook, wanted him to play, you know, Prokofiev and King of the Mountain Suite or whatever it is. And Chris Difford comes straight through. How comes that happens? Just because there is a celebrity line here. How are you doing, Chris?
I've got the royal line. I'm fine, thank you very much.
You've got the royal. Now, are you after a request from Glenn Tilbrook?
I am. I went to see Glenn the other night and a fine show it was.
In disguise. He went in disguise.
No.
He didn't come back afterwards, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That cardigan again, was it?
Yeah. Cardigan, hat, beard, the whole lot.
Went to see him. Okay, and what do you want to hear?
Well, I shouted out for Wuthering Heights and he wouldn't do it.
It's a superb choice.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. Okay, then for your life partner, Mr. Chris Difford, he wants to hear Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights. Have you got a handle on this, do you think?
No, but
we know you can do it. You did the Jewish show.
I actually sang it in a falsetto voice. I did do it out on a Wiley as it was, but
go on, then.
Oh no, I'm not singing for
out on a Wiley, rolling windy, rolling morning breeze. You had a temper like my jealousy, too hot, too greedy.
Over to you.
Oh,
whatever the words are. Bad dreams in the night, go on. Bad dreams in the night.
Bad dreams in the night.
Told me I was going to lose the fight.
Told me I was going to lose
the fight. The Wuthering Heights.
Told me to. Wuthering with deep breath.
Yeah, what else?
Me, I've got to hear, come home at last. I'm cold to do anything. Go down the road.
That's the rest of the song, yeah. We got there. You betcha. You see, it's one in the eye for the old fat man. I'm saying, no offence, one person to another. Chris is laughing along with it. By the way, the richest man in British pop, Chris Difford. Absolutely. Yeah. Laughing away down, he did it, didn't he? And now I'm saying it's time Chris Difford went and got a guitar and Glenn Tilbrook made a request of him. I'm saying that's the way forward. You keep him there. Tell him to go and get his axe or whatever it is. And when he comes back, Glenn will equally say, I want to hear this from you. If you want to join in this, 0500 110 100.